Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go with Tina Stewart at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got a refer a friend contest going on right now. Do take advantage because you'll be in the running for $1,000. Visit their new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for all the details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26th at 5 p.m. at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Okay, Dina, so what's going on about Ryan Reynolds? What have you heard?
You there? Right here, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was stalking Ryan Reynolds. You interrupted.
Exactly what was going on there. All right.
Well, you know, a lot of people are trying to catch their Pokemon. I'm trying to catch Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And it's gotten a little easier to do so. His movie, Free Guy, which was filmed in Worcester, it's set to debut in theaters, right?
Okay. Uh-huh, yeah.
But he's back in Worcester this week for another film.
Wow.
So he's along with Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer, and they're going to be in Worcester this week filming scenes for their upcoming movie, Spirited, according to Mass Live. And, you know, it's just another one of the films that's happening in Massachusetts. It's been a hot spot for filming lately.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's inching closer to Springfield. You know? Because, yeah, a lot of Boston stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of inching down Boston stuff.
Coming down to Worcester, maybe coming down the pike a little bit more. Who knows?
You never know. I mean, they do have six projects which are currently filming in Massachusetts, and even Don's Diner in Plainville. They got approached for the movie The Mothership with Halle Berry. So, exciting news.
That's
exciting
cool.
News.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll let you know when I catch Ryan. Well, maybe I won't, actually.
Well, we just won't hear from you.
Yeah, we'll try to bail you out of prison.
Britney Spears has been a lot more vocal on social media lately, and it doesn't sound like she plans to keep quiet any longer. She posted on Instagram that she's not going to be able to move on until she gets it all out. So she wrote, "So I said life goes on" in one of my recent posts, but it's always easier said than done. And in that moment, that's what felt was the easiest to say. But I think we all know that I will never be able to let go and fully move on until I've said all I needed to say, and I'm not even close.
What's her book deal going to be worth?
Think about it.
I mean, what, 30 million? I mean, so many people would want to read about it. I'd want to read about Britney Spears' life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that offer's coming soon.
Well, at just 27 years, 4 months, and 3 weeks old, and counting, Justin Bieber is now the youngest solo artist to have 100 singles enter the Hot 100.
Wow.
He surpassed Drake, who accomplished the same thing in 2015 at 28 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks old. But overall...
How many minutes?
And counting. overall, though, Drake still has the most Hot 100 entries with 235. So Justin's got a little catching up to do.
At their point in their careers, do they really need the accolades? Probably not.
It's still nice to appreciate them.
And Dolly Parton gave her husband quite a gift for his 79th birthday. She had photos taken in an iconic Playboy bunny suit, the black suit and the black ears. And she put one of the photos in a frame along with her original Playboy cover from 1978. Do you remember she said she'd pose for Playboy again when she was 75?
Okay.
I mean, she is 75 now, but unfortunately the paper magazine isn't there anymore. But hey, she gave her husband of 55 years the gift of his dreams. She looks amazing. You know,
nice.
I mean, maybe even better. And she said of her photo from then, you know, in 78, that she was a butterball. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She calls herself string cheese now, but she says she hopes her husband thinks she's cream cheese.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
You know,
whole sentence means.
You describe yourself as a food. I don't know. Just a little odd.
Lost.
Yeah, I'm confused. You lost me the string cheese.
String cheese. Doesn't that go on bagels?
Yeah, I don't know. She lost me too, but check it all out at TMZ.com. And I'm going to have more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 7:42 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Okay, latest gossip headlines. Here they are. What do you have, Dina?
All right, Mariah Carey's daughter, Monroe Cannon. She's 10 years old, mm-hmm. So she's giving modeling a try. Monroe is actually starring in a campaign for Oshkosh B'gosh, playing the role of her mom at age 10. So she's channeling her inner Mariah.
Yeah.
She wore an outfit which actually looked kind of like Mariah's in her music video for the 1990s song Someday. Really cute. You know, I think she's got what it takes. But
did Mariah help direct? Like being like, no, I didn't act like that. You got to be a little more like this.
I hope not. I mean, we all know Mariah's a little bit of a diva. Must be interesting to live in her household.
She's going to need her kid to support her in her older age, right? I don't know how her finances look. You don't know.
Really?
Put her to work.
Midnight in the Switchgrass premiered last night in Los Angeles. That's Megan Fox's new film, but she wasn't there for it. According to a rep for the film, she bailed because of the rise in COVID cases and California's recent mask mandate. Now, first, when they said that, I was surprised, thinking, well, what do you mean? She's been at all these theme parks and she's always out and about. What's she afraid of? But then I realized it's because the premiere was indoors and the mask mandate means she has to wear a mask indoors. And I guess she didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Is that really a good enough reason to skip a premiere? So I just have feelings that maybe she's got regrets about this film. I don't know.
Oh,
I've never even heard of it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to show your face there. I got a mask on.
This is the film that she and her boyfriend, MGK, are in together. So I don't know. I saw the preview. I don't know. I can see why she might have skipped the premiere. Some baby news to tell you about. Jessa Duggar and Ben Seawald have their fourth child, baby Fern Eliana.
Wait, Fern? And, like F-E-R-N?
Fern. Yep. Ooh, like a plant.
Beautiful.
Well, they like to pick the very unique, not commonly used names. Like their other kids are Spurgeon and Ivy with like Ivy
Orchid and Dandelion.
Yeah, are they going with plant themes?
Guess so.
Instead of the first letter theme?
Isn't Spurgeon like a fish or something? Or I don't even know what a sturgeon is.
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sturgeon.
I'm going to look this up.
Well, one of their kids is named Henry, so I don't think they're going with the plant theme, okay?
They're
going
to be splurging on baby gifts.
The candy bar.
And, of course, Grandma Michelle Duggar was there to cut the cord. You actually can see the whole birth if you want. She shared some videos on YouTube.
Nice.
You can be a whole part of it.
Did she do something different, like a hacksaw or something? You know, just
what?
Something different than scissors.
We're cutting just for the name?
No. Oh. Moving on.
Kellogg. I don't want to think about it.
I'm just wondering what tool. Never mind. So what else is going on? A
bunch of other celebrities had babies. You can find it at dinasdirt.com. It's just not as exciting anymore as that.
Thank you.
Ed Sheeran and his wife, Cherry, you know, they welcomed their daughter, Lyra, last year. And he said that James Blunt was there with them. Sort of. He said in the delivery room, they played James's album, Back to Bedlam. It was being played as his daughter was being born. He said that both he and his wife were fans of James growing up, and they've been friends for a few years and they went on tour together. And so now they're all great friends.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
You know, they love his music so much, they decided to play in the delivery room.
So you're
beautiful.
Right? That one? I'm guessing?
I guess so. I don't know. That's quite a way to be welcomed into the world, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
I think that'd be
positive
nice.
Words
yeah.
coming straight out of,
yeah.
of the
That's
tunnel.
That's awesome.
Sure.
I mean, I'd love for that to be played every time, you know, one of us walks into a room.
Yeah.
It's like quite the positive, like, boost in confidence.
We'll get you an intern, Dina. We can sing that every time we walk into
an
event.
Or we'll change your ringtone.
Regardless, I hope it sings better high-pitched than you guys do. All right. Well, Jennifer Lopez and Today host Hoda, they might be friends, but I think Hoda crossed the line when she asked Jennifer about her relationship with Ben Affleck, take two. The thing is, it'd be fine to bring it up. That's the kind of show they are, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
But Jennifer and Lin-Manuel Miranda, they were on the show to talk about the re-release of the charity single Love Make the World, which was first released in 2016 for the victims of the shooting at the nightclub in Orlando. So not really the right setting.
Okay. Not the right time, moment to ask.
She shifted the conversation to be all about Bennifer, saying like, oh, you look happier. Are you happier? And, you know, so Jen, she paused for a beat, obviously thinking of the right thing to say. And then she just kind of glossed right over it, saying the song is out. 5 years since we've done it. I believe it's a message of loving one another and coming together and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so she hopped too fast from one subject to the other, right? She had like maybe done it at the beginning. And then asked about the chair. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you'd think Hoda would leave it well enough alone, but she pressed on.
Oh.
You know, hey, it's me you're talking to. And Jennifer said, yeah, I know. You can call me. You have my number.
Ooh. Oh, doing it in private.
Oh, yeah. So she shot her down right there on TV.
Interesting.
Jennifer Aniston is reportedly dating Gabriel Aubrey. This would be a surprise. That's Halle Berry's ex that she dated from 2005 to 2010.
Yeah. Sounds familiar. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good-looking guy. They have a daughter together, Nala. So, I don't know. The sources are saying Jen supposedly likes him because he's discreet, like according to She Knows. But I don't know. I just don't know about this rumor. So I'll keep my eyes on this one and fill you in if there's anything more.
My life is rumor, Dina. Keep it coming. I love it.
Yeah, who cares?
Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent calling out Demi Lovato for the term California sober, which Demi has alluded to, meaning using some substances in moderation.
Okay.
Now, Lala's been sober for a couple years. She thinks this is super offensive, as she said on the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, that there are people who work their butts off to never take themselves out of reality, never to place themselves in an altered state. Like, they can't even take Dayquil or NyQuil. So, this California sober is extremely offensive.
It's kind of a callous term, I guess. Yeah.
And she says, if you're doing anything, you're not sober. So we have yet to hear from Demi on those remarks. Well, we've heard a lot about the downside of being a royal from Harry and Meghan Markle. But according to RD.com, there are a lot of perks that come with being part of the royal family, including some unusual ones when it comes to Prince Charles, you know, the future King of England.
Right.
He has three personal valets that maintain his wardrobe, pick out what he'll wear, iron his shoelaces.
That's awesome.
I'll never go out without an iron shoelace.
Before I die, I would like to tell somebody to please iron my shoelaces. Right. Just once.
He also had someone who helped him with his nighttime routine, squeezed his toothpaste onto the toothbrush.
Oh, I don't know. Come on. Is that really believable?
Can he not handle that task? I think he can. I mean, come on, Lopez. I know a lot of people who live a life like that. You know, people picking out your clothes, get you ready for bed. Yeah, I mean, they're toddlers, granted.
Could you chew my food for me? I'm just too tired right now.
You know, I think that was the one thing that wasn't on the list. The one thing.
Boy.
I didn't tell you.
Well, you can read more at dinosdirt.com, where you're going to get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840. Along with the podcasts with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.